Iteration for Sylvia Gordon, SYLVIA GORDON. Date of birth 6/26/1967. Date of accident 9/26/2025. Date of service is 12/3/2025. Miss Sylvia Gordon is in a second automobile accident that has happened now. And she has various symptoms emanating from this accident. Some are worsened from the previous accident. The patient has reported that she's having a pain in the neck and the upper back mostly, with shooting pain to the both arms. On the left arm, it stops by the elbow, and at the left, in the right, it goes all the way to the wrist, but not involving any fingers. No motor weakness is reported. No lower back pain is reported. The patient is able to work her job, which is a light duty job as a medical provider. She has difficult time lifting the arms. Overall, the pain is between 6 and 9. ADLs are affected 6. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance escape. Blood pressure is found to be 125 over 75, pulse 92, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam will remain the same. From the new patient visit, 11/5/2025, dictation number 1106-10, general review, musculoskeleton examination only, extremities examination. Thank you. On patient is provided following medication, which are Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Ortolan, 50 milligram PRN, 50 tablets for further help with the pain. Lunesta is provided, 1 milligram at night for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headache, and Lidocaine for topical pain relief. Flexeril was provided, 10 milligram PRN, especially at night for sleep. Tramadol is provided for pain relief. The patient is otherwise stable. She is continuing on physical therapy, and that has been ordered for her. And other than that, the patient is stable. Thank you.